I extend my warm greetings to officers and airmen of the Air Force and their civilian colleagues. A year has gone by since I spoke to you last. The year has been comparatively uneventful, but the dark clouds on our frontiers unfortunately continue, thanks to the attitude of our neighbors, China and Pakistan. Their attitude makes it essential that there should be no relaxation in our efforts to improve the Air Force and to maintain it in a state of readiness and efficiency. We have no aggressive intentions against anyone, but we are equally determined to protect our independence and territorial integrity. As you are aware, we are contemplating the build-up and maintenance of a modern and properly balanced 45 Squadron Air Force. Measures to improve the defense against enemy attacks from certain vital areas have also been initiated and have made progress. The efficacy of an Air Force depends not merely on its aircraft, but on arrangements for proper maintenance of aircraft and provision of proper ground facilities like aerodromes, radar and communications. The year has seen the implementation of a substantial program for the development of necessary ground facilities, such as the improvement and strengthening of existing runways, construction of new aerodromes, and installation of other ground equipment. Equipping the Air Force with suitable modern aircraft will tax our resources considerably. But this is an essential program, and I can assure you that government is making every effort to provide you with good weapons to enable you to discharge your tasks. We expect to procure more modern aircraft, and the program for manufacturing aircraft in the country is also being given due importance. Your former Air Chief, Air Marshal Engineer, retired during the course of the year. He was a pioneer in this field and was one of the first batch of officers recruited to the Indian Air Force when it came into existence. During his long and distinguished career in the Air Force, he had always the welfare and efficiency of the Air Force at heart. Your new Chief, Air Marshal Arjun Singh, has grown with the Air Force. He has a hard task before him in developing and modernizing the Air Force in these days of rapidly developing technology. I am confident that the Air Force will continue to maintain its high traditions under his able guidance. A word about flying accidents. Our deep sympathies go to the relatives of those young men who have lost their lives in various air accidents during the year in the services of the nation. As you know, a high-level committee under the chairmanship of Sri Khera, the then cabinet secretary, was appointed in May 1964 to examine this question and to recommend further measures to minimize accidents. The committee submitted its report some time ago. The Khera committee found reassuringly that despite the increase in the flying hours since the declaration of emergency, the rate of major accidents has remained steady, and that over the decade from 1954 to 63, the rates of fatal accidents as well as those in which aircraft were damaged beyond economical repairs have declined. The committee has analyzed various causes of accidents and made a number of recommendations which are being closely studied and progressively implemented. Even before the committee submitted its report, action had been initiated in certain directions to improve the flying safety of Air Force operations. For example, steps have been taken to provide electric airfield lighting on certain airfields, and to obtain ground control approach systems from abroad under the military aid programs of friendly countries. I have continued to avail myself of occasions to visit Air Force establishments and units, both in the forward areas and elsewhere. The one satisfying impression I have always come back with has been that our airmen, both officers and others, everywhere are determined to build up the young service and to maintain its high prestige. On this occasion of another Air Force Day, I send to each one of you in the Air Force my good wishes and greetings. Jai Hind.